This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, I've kind of gotten wound up and hyped up earlier, and I got a ton of news I got to get to, and a special guest joining us at the bottom of the hour. The 14-year-old who's taking the internet by storm that they're trying to ban right now. I want to get to the senator's powerful speech when we come back, but here's Mark Dice knocking it out of the park, as usual.
As you know, many schools have become safe spaces instead of actually teaching the kids history, math, and science, and instead provide them with an environment to invent new genders and find new things to be offended by. And now an Ohio high school has taken safe spaces to a whole new level and will not be awarding students with the honor of valedictorian or salutatorian because it's going to hurt the other students' feelings because they didn't do as good.
New at 11, first or second in class, no more. Mason City Schools is getting rid of valedictorian and salutatorian honors, that is, all to help students' mental health. 9 on your side's Jake Ryle joins us live right now from Mason High School with reaction from parents and students. What are they saying, Jake?
I'll take it from here, guys. This is something you would expect to see on a parody news website like The Onion. But this is a real broadcast about a real school, and they're really doing this. What planet are we living on when a school has decided that giving the valedictorian and salutatorian awards is going to hurt the feelings of the other students? The school's principal said, quote, "This will help reduce the overall competitive culture at Mason High School to allow students to focus on exploring learning opportunities that are of interest to them." Reduce the competitive culture. Because we wouldn't want the kids to work hard and try to achieve something in their lives, now would we? Well, I guess it makes sense because if the Democrats get back into power, these kids won't even need jobs. They'll just live off of our tax dollars. Business Insider reports that the school is doing away with valedictorians to make mental health a priority, and experts think it's a game-changing policy. What experts? I guess we're at the point where telling your kid to work hard and do good in school is bullying them. Speaking of a kid who has been working hard, this is 14-year-old Sophia, who goes by the name of Soph on YouTube, who has over 800,000 subscribers, and she rails against political correctness and the social justice warriors.
Remember when YouTube used to be about the little guy being able to reach a large audience? Well, that's not very caring. That's why we completely changed the algorithm without telling you. Yay! Now the only way you can get on the trending tab is if you're already famous, rendering the whole thing ultimately pointless.
BuzzFeed's feelings got hurt by her style of comedy, particularly after she posted this video making fun of Muslims, which, as you know, you're not allowed to do anymore. And so they are calling for her to be banned from YouTube. YouTube's newest All right, foul-mouthed, red-bellied star is a 14-year-old girl. Soph has nearly a million followers on the giant video platform. The site's executives only have themselves to blame. And it looks like YouTube is getting ready to take her down because shortly after BuzzFeed's article, her channel received not one but two strikes. One, according to her Twitter feed, from a previous video which had got a strike. Then she appealed. Then it was restored. Now that video got a strike again. And then a different video of her pretending to be a communist making fun of commies also got struck. Now, she does have a very foul mouth. What teenager does it when they're away from their parents and trying to push people's buttons? But she is very talented, and I think that we should all stand up against this censorship and get her to a million subscribers today. The world has gone mad. So mad that Taylor University, a Christian university in Mike Pence's home state of Indiana, invited him to give the commencement speech, and so some of the students are upset about it. Students and alumni are outraged and shaking. Of course, they're shaking after Vice President Pence invited to give the commencement address. Here's a little advice, kids. If you're not a Christian and you don't like Christians, maybe you shouldn't go to a Christian university. Students at a Christian university are upset that Mike Pence is giving the commencement address. I mean, what's next? Is Sports Illustrated going to feature a 300-pound beach whale in the swimsuit edition? Oh, wait, what's this? Oh, come on! This is not a joke, and I'm sorry that I have to keep saying that it's not a joke, but it's not a joke, but I really want you guys to understand that they're really doing this. Listen, Sports Illustrated, if guys wanted to see a 300-pound woman wearing skin-tight clothes, they could go to Walmart any night of the week. You didn't have to put one in the swimsuit edition in the name of social justice. Okay, that's about all the liberalism I could take for a day, but be sure to subscribe to Soph's channel to get her to a million subscribers.
And she's almost there, and she's joining us at the bottom of the hour. But straight ahead, the Pentagon, Congress, the American people finally know Big Tech's the end. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we will not endure a king as a political power. We should not endure a king over the production, transportation, and sale of any necessity of life. That is Senator John Sherman, Republican of Ohio, in 1890, with the Sherman Antitrust Act, the first of those acts to not let the railroads and the big combines act and behave like God and engage in all sorts of cartel activity. Because it's not just monopolies over certain things. It's monopolies working together to combine into a cartel. And then you get Venezuela. That's what this is all about. And I was quoting from the big New York Times article of May 8th last week. It's time to break up Facebook. From the co-founder, Chris Hughes. Now, he says government has to get involved, and he gives some leftist, you know, drivel reasons, but there's some good points in here as well. I believe he wrote this article from a good place. But you've got all these Republican so-called libertarian think tanks that since the 70s have convinced us you don't do anything to corporations. Well, when corporations are bigger than governments, and corporations control the communication systems and have monopolies, and then they start watching in real time and controlling what you're doing, that's authoritarianism. And they've got consent rulings against them. They've lost lawsuits. They're supposed to, Facebook, Google, all of them were supposed to quit this a decade ago. They didn't quit. They got worse. And they budgeted in the $1 billion, the $5 billion fines they pay. That's nothing when you're making hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And so now, this is the key to everything. As the senator, in his first big Senate floor speech since he got in November, Josh Hawley of the Show Me State, former prosecutor there, who I'm very impressed by, on his bill to not kill babies after they're born, Democrats voted it down, showed who they are. In his moves against Google years ago for antitrust, only state to go after Google. I mean, the guy's hitting on all cylinders. And he lays this out in larger papers and articles that the new aristocrats, the new royalty, is Google, is Facebook, is Twitter. And what does royalty mean? It means you're above the law. It's arbitrary. You do whatever you want. And you can hand down power to whoever you want. You've got hereditary royalty. You've got hereditary dictatorships like North Korea. But you've also got forms of royalty that are more like oligarchies where it's clubs and groups.
where the bureaucrats hand down power. Oh, we don't care if Trump got elected. We're bureaucrats. We'll have an insurance policy. We'll remove him from office. We are entitled to run America. You know, I was just in a Walmart, wrote Strzok to Page. I could smell the Trump support. We're not going to let these people win. It's an arrogance. It's a hubris. It's a royalty. How dare you? You're not going to do that. We're going to tell you what to do. And so he explains that the lie is the, not grassroots libertarianism that I like, that's constitutional, but the institutional system of laissez-faire, where these companies can do whatever they want, be tax exempt, be above the law, tell us what to do, oppress us, lie to Congress. They've had that position since big tech started 50 years ago, and it's all coming to an end. I'm not just saying that confidently. You can see it. And they're just arrogantly trying to just keep chugging along. And we've seen the major signs of this. Again, a year ago, head of Google said, I will not come. And we're not going to work with the Pentagon. F you. You're weak. You're stupid. Then they started to show their fangs a little bit. Congress started to stop acting like a bunch of idiots. And we're sorry, Google came in love. You see, stop acting like wimps, America. Stop being bullied by corporate media. So here's the senator's powerful speech on the floor just hours ago. Josh Hawley, here it is.
General Bart, I commend your candor in calling what happened in 2016.
Hey, guys, it's not a big deal. This kind of thing happens.
Spying the Trump campaign and spying on the President of the United States. Let's talk a little bit more about spying. Counterintelligence.
Fun thing about live TV. Just shut it off. I'm not mad. I love this. I think this is fun. I think this is cool. I think this is great. Because we have a big guest coming up live later on air. I'm going to try this again like I did before the show and like I did just now. Because I entered this time vortex today. I had a bunch of clips of the senator. He was live 2 hours ago on the Senate floor with a speech he gave. So we'll just produce on air now. What you do off air during breaks or before the show, which is great. It's fine. I just want to get a Roger. The reason I'm just keep producing on air as long as it takes, that we do have the clip, right, of him on the Senate floor earlier. No response. Which is fine. Which is the only thing that frustrates me is no response. So we're going to have that for you later today, I promise you, okay? We're going to have that for you. Not a clip from 2 weeks ago. So, and I'm not mad about it. To me, it's the not knowing, you know what I mean? And then it just the like molasses, it just pours out into the universe and just kind of runs over the stairs and then just glides over the next thing and onto the next. But here's the good part. America and the world is waking up to the fact that we have governments and we have systems that are acting and operating like they're above the law gods. And Americans are right. Government was getting too big in the 60s and 70s with too many regulations. And so, let's leave companies alone. But that doesn't mean we set up companies like world governments, because those very companies will lobby government to set up regulations to shut you down. Most of the big regulations being called for are by the big Fortune 100, because they're using that to control everyone. They're using that to fix the markets. And man, you try to start a new website or a new social network, they got their SPLC and media groups harassing you, lying about you, scanning your servers to find out who hosts you, so they kick you off and you get a note, sorry, you're a Nazi, you're off, and you're not a Nazi. It's all defamation, but it's big, powerful, trillion-dollar companies that work with horrible authoritarian regimes. And they've gotten away with it forever. They've gotten away with it forever. And so now they think they can do anything. This isn't about free speech. That's just one part of it. This is about out-of-control groups that fundamentally don't like the free market system and don't even like the human community. And they're so in love with their tech and their screens and their data that they are divorced from humanity and believe that they need to transcend us, ladies and gentlemen. And that's it. And that's what this has come down to. And I know you know that, but I could sit here with hundreds of articles that are interesting, that are informative, but I just keep harping on the big picture because the enemy wants us off the air because of that, because the decisions are being made right now about all of this. That's what's happening. And you cannot quantify how big a deal this is. You cannot underestimate the fact that this is central. Because if you can't communicate with people, and if they can surveil everything you're doing and use it against you, and they're saying families are bad, and we're going to take your kids away from you, and we're going to forcibly inoculate you, these are bad people. They believe you're weak. They believe you're over. They believe they're going to beat you. I believe you're not. I'm betting on myself. I'm betting on you. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected
needed so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live on this May 15th, 2019 Worldwide Show. Coming up, we have the young lady that the corporate press, the assassins of truth, have had a heart attack over. They want her off air, and they want her off air now because she's got 800,000, a million subscribers in a few months. She's reached hundreds of millions of people, and she's making fun of the left, and you don't do that. Everything's a big safe space. And you don't make fun of Islam when they kill people either. You accept it and you submit to it. So she's coming up next segment. But now let's go ahead and air a large excerpt of what I was telling you about earlier. And the article's up on Infowars.com. We'll post this speech to Infowars.com the next hour. Trumpism 2.0, Senator Josh Hawley unveils populist platform to fight big tech, aristocrats, and restore America. Here it is.
Because to represent them will be a great responsibility indeed. I pledge to my fellow Missourians that I will work at this task with all the strength that God can give me, and I will serve without fear and without favor to any man. We Missourians are known for our frankness, and today I will be frank, because this is a moment of great need for my state and for our nation. For this nation was born in a revolution by we the people, and premised on a revolutionary faith that it is the people, the common man and woman, who make democracy work. And it is the calling of every generation to renew that revolution for their day. But in our time, our revolutionary faith is faltering. And in the heartland of this country, the great challenge of our age is unfolding. I come from a town called Lexington, Missouri. It's a small place, but a proud one. It's a place where people wake early and work late to make a life for themselves and their children. It's a place where people value honesty and gumption and life's simple pleasures. Fine morning in a deer stand, reading to the kids before bed, Sunday dinner at mom's. And though it is humble, it's a place that reflects the dignity and quiet greatness of the working men and women. These are the people who explored a continent, who built the railroads, who opened the West. These are the workers whose labor launched the Industrial Revolution and whose ingenuity made the American economy the marvel of the world. These are the families who have rallied to this country's flag in every hour of danger and who bear the burden of defending our nation even now. These are the patriots who man the fire department and coach the Little League. These are the generous who give $25 a month out of their gas money to assist people halfway around the globe they will never meet just because they believe in helping others. They don't ask for much, and they live by a simple creed. Give the best of yourself to your family, your community, and your fellow man. And America is a place of promise because in these hearts, honor lives. But these working men and women are confronting crisis today, and as they do, so does our democracy. After years of sacrifice, the great American middle is being pushed aside by a new arrogant aristocracy. The new aristocrats seek to remake society in their own image, to engineer an economy that works for the elite but few else, to to fashion a culture that is dominated by their own preferences. When they think of helping their fellow citizens, they think of making everyone else more like themselves. And Washington, you know, Washington has just gone along. This town has embraced a politics of elite values and elite ambition, rather than building opportunities to thrive in the great and broad American middle. This has left middle America, the great American middle class, under siege, battling the loss of respect and work, the decline of home and family, an epidemic of loneliness and despair. This is the crisis of our time. I'm afraid you wouldn't know it to listen to the talk of this town much of the time. As the crisis deepens, the political establishment looks the other way, rehearsing and rehashing the political debates of 30 or 40 years ago. But there is no time for that any longer. The 21st century is upon us, and the great struggle of this century can no longer wait. The crisis that we face goes to the heart of our revolution. The United States is unique in history as a republic governed not by a select elite, but by the working man and woman, because we believe it is through the working man and woman that God chooses to change the world. And that change comes not through spectacular feats of daring or glory, but through everyday work and everyday sacrifice and everyday acts of courage and love. And so it has been the proud working people, our farmers and mechanics and teachers and tradesmen, who have defined the character of this country. But for too long now, neither our economy nor our culture has lent them much support. Instead, our policymakers have entrenched the new elites and undermined the way of life that once bound this country together. It's time to face the facts. Over the last 40 years, our economy has worked best for those at the top, the wealthy, the well-educated. If you have a job in Silicon Valley or an expensive and prestigious degree, this economy has worked for you. And Washington has focused on how to get more people to join this elite. But if you want a life built around the place where you grew up, if your ambition is not to start a tech business, but to join the family business, to serve in the PTA or in your local church, well, you're told that you're not a success, and you're told that you're on your own. This is no accident. The people who make the rules now, who run our large corporations, who set the tone for our popular culture, all belong to the same class. This economy has been their economy. They made it for themselves. But in places like the one where I grew up, in Middle Missouri, good-paying jobs that you can raise a family on are going away. The jobs go overseas or south of the border or to cities on the coast, and once vibrant towns decline, taking with them the network of schools and neighborhoods and churches that make up middle-class life. Rural America has been particularly hard hit. Rural Americans' life expectancy has not just leveled off, it's actually dropped. And for women without a high school degree, that drop has been staggering. In some rural places, residents struggle with outright deprivation. My home state contains some of the poorest counties in America, all in rural places that once boasted thriving small towns.
All right, folks, and we have an HD version of this. This is from the live stream. I'm going to post the full HD from his office up on Infowars.com, and we put it in post. I'm going to air the whole thing. In fact, later in the broadcast, I'm going to air the rest of it, because he lists the problems, but then he goes for the solution, which is a real Americana populist movement, anti-globalist, that attacks the monopolies that have really set up our deindustrialization. So he goes even beyond Trump, and I'm 100% on board. This is exciting, and this is where we need to go, and he wants to break up big tech now. He's got a plan to do it within 6 months, and he's got the president's ear. That's right, folks. The cavalry's coming. We're going to win. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25%.
20% off. Celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens, they want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com, that's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy. It's like the best they ever seen. A missile heart is faintly nice. When it speaks, you never send it twice. They call it joy, it's nothing to dread.
Well, I'm really glad that the crew and our lead producer, Daria, got this guest on. I had seen her work before. Very, very witty. Very, very smart. A little bit of foul-mouthedness to it. And you know, for those of us that don't use a lot of foul language, just in regular repertoire of our verbal lexicon, you can kind of look down on that. But I can certainly cuss like a sailor as well. But when you're talking to general audiences today, there's a reason that President Trump has thrown a few cuss words in speeches. It's because for some of the people out there, that's the only way you're able to reach them now. There has been such a dumbing down. Her humor is very witty, very smart, and getting a chance to talk to her folks and see her work, she's really coming up with 90% of this on her own. I think her parents are obviously smart patriots, and they're adding a few points, but she's extremely witty. In fact, I've got a 14-year-old daughter that I could say is just as smart, but she's not really political. She just supports me. She knows I'm right. She's very well informed. She just doesn't really care. Most of her friends are listeners. She's got friends all over town at other high schools. And I literally go to these girls' houses at pool parties and stuff to pick her up. And it's like 20 girls, and half of them are wearing Trump and InfoWars shirts. And that's not just in wealthy parts of town. I'll go out to some thing at party to pick her up at Dripping Springs at some birthday party. And, you know, it's blue-collar folks, and they're all listeners. And again, it's not just Alex Jones here. I'm not bragging. Oh, I got a bunch of listeners and young people. It's the exciting news that Steven Crowder's popular and Paul Watson. But what really scares them is somebody like this young lady coming along. S-O-P-H. Soph, formerly known as Lieutenant Corbis, is a 14-year-old YouTube personality that has been recently dogpiled for expressing right-wing views on her channel. Her channel has gotten close to 1 million subscribers and is growing. Her latest video, Be Not Afraid, where she criticized Islam and the modern left censorship tactics that we're going to play after she leaves us, has been taken down for alleged hate speech, which is any nebulous term the left wants to invent, along with a couple of her other videos. She's had two strikes. She's on the verge of being taken down. So you can have imams on there saying, your women are ours, Christ is a pig, we are taking over. You can have all that up there, but you can't criticize Islam. Here are the headlines, the breathless headlines. YouTube's newest far-right, foul-mouthed, red-pilling star is a 14-year-old girl. And then they blur her face out like she shouldn't be on air. Oh, but Desmond can be 6 years old when he first started dancing at gay bars and talking about taking ketamine. Little boys can have men put money in their G-strings, but little girls can't say they don't want to put a burqa on. Potty mouth. Oh, suddenly the left is so concerned. Potty mouth. Oh, look, a girl we didn't abort. Oh, she's potty mouth 14-year-old. Anti-PC YouTuber comes under fire. Daily Mail. Profane 14-year-old YouTuber spreads hate and far-right conspiracy theories. You mean questioning them. How social networks are recruiting teenage extremists. Oh, my gosh, The Verge. BuzzFeed, the outrage mob, hound this young lady. That's RT. So she joins us live, unfiltered, to talk with us. And so thank you very much for coming on. And tell us a little bit about yourself, the fact that they're trying to deplatform you, trying to unperson you. Wow, at 14, that's quite an accolade to have the thought police after you.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for having me on, Alex. I really love your program. I love what you do. It's awesome. And I'd like to say that you are indeed, in fact, like popular among Gen Z. Like, they know who you are. You can say, you know, the quotes that have been memed, and they'll know that it's Alex Jones. And I think it is really crazy that they're coming after me so hard. They're putting me in this box of far right, even though I'm not even, you know, grown up yet, and I'm anti-political. And I think it's really crazy. I think, though, it's a good sign that this is really throwing them for a loop, and that it's a good defense against the thought police, because you see, you know, a 14-year-old saying the things that I say, and they don't know how to handle it. Like, you know, you write an article about her, it just makes her even more famous, and it makes you seem like you're smearing a 14-year-old. And it's really hard for them to come after me. And I think it's and I would also like to thank BuzzFeed, because I've gained like 100,000 subscribers over the past 24 hours because of them. So it really backfired on them.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's backfired for now, but last time I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the expert on this. Tell us about the censorship you've gone through, the censored videos that have been taken down. There's two strikes, right? So you've got one more right now?
Yeah. So I don't even know how many strikes. It's kind of a convoluted system. Somehow they're like grouping in a lot of videos into one strike, and they're getting me for hate speech and cyberbullying and harassment. And I think I'm one away from my channel being terminated, which is scary, but I don't think it's a reason to back down, and I won't change my content because of it, because YouTube is really a stepping stone. It's not something that's going to be around for much longer because people are just getting sick of being censored. And I really hope that events like these are ones where controversial anti-PC YouTubers can sort of unionize and move over to or start a new platform.
Well, that's right. As they squeeze, it just pushes people out, and we're going to create new platforms. But the time being, you've got to be careful. Your parents got to be careful. And obviously, you're running the show. You're very smart. Once they take you down, though, then they'll be able to lie about you. So I would create a backup channel through somebody else you work with where you also post your material so that you'll be able to have a voice and kind of leapfrog as long as you can. Because once they take your scalp, you know, they kind of, I guess like Gollum, they turn you into a slave of theirs. I mean, they create a straw man and steal your identity. So that's the next level of this. But I think, I mean, as you said, these strikes are fake. Some of the strikes have been pulled back. But they're in there, a bunch of bully SJWs, piling on a 14-year-old young lady. You don't look like you're even that physically big, but your brain is big. And I guess that's got to be very threatening for them, all ganging up on a girl.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's I hope that the strikes get, because there's just such a big audience on YouTube that it's good to grow an audience there. But I certainly find your story inspiring, because even after every major platform removed you, you're still going on your own website. And I think that's a step that a lot of us need to take if we want to survive and keep making our content.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I got $3 and they're awesome. And they're smart, but I'm impressed. Tell me some about your parents and some about yourself. I mean, don't get anything too private, but whatever's okay for you to get into, because I think America really admires you.
Thanks. My parents are actually they voted Democrat. They voted for Hillary Clinton. They're left-leaning people, but they're fine with different opinions in the family. They think that's fine. They truly believe in free speech. They don't necessarily agree with me, but they don't want to shut me down either, because they, and I think that's a stance that more left-leaning people should take, that they should be okay with, you know, ideological dissent.
So your parents are more classical liberals who actually believe in freedom and their children being able to think for themselves.
Yes.
Well, there was a time in my life 25 years ago where I was almost Democrat because the Republicans were being anti-free speech, nothing like this. And those liberals back then were good people on average, that misguided some of them. But now it seems like, I mean, do your parents get freaked out by how piranha-like the left is attacking you and lying about you?
I mean, yeah, they're certainly worried about that. They're nervous about that. I mean, just some of the journalists finding, you know, personal info, it's sort of scary. Like, is somebody going to show up at your house? Are you going to get swatted? You know, what are they willing to go through to take down somebody like me? So
are you saying somebody's trying to dox you, or?
I don't know if anybody's trying to dox me, but there's been journalists that have, like, some, you know, gotten my dad's number and started harassing him, calling him a Nazi and a skinhead, and, you know, stuff like that.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow, so your dad has been harassed?
Yeah, he has been harassed.
Wow, stay there. I know you took off school today for this. This is awesome. I am very excited about this young lady. Soph is our guest. You can follow her at Sewer Nugget on Twitter. I'll be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains.
means, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Or Sophie has liberal parents. I don't even know what she calls herself, right-wing libertarian. Well, there's a big national movement now, hundreds of publications, to take her off air. These people are thugs. They're bullies. What they really hate is success. I want to play a few minutes of her latest banned video. And, of course, I was in it. I guess that's probably one of the reasons. Because, again, you're not allowed to show a clip of somebody that you support. Remember what Facebook said, you're only allowed to talk about me if it's negative. So we're going to have Sophie decry me after this video, then maybe she can call me a name she wants. She can come to the studio and throw tomatoes at me. Alex Jones is horrible. He believes in freedom. But just add the proviso, he's a bad person. So here's the latest banned video that they say you don't have a right to see.
Assalamu alaikum, my Muslim brothers and sisters. I come to you today to atone before Allah for my misdeeds against his people. I perpetrated grievous verbal abuse against the defenseless and entirely innocent people of Islam by very sincerely threatening nuclear genocide on the serious platform that is a Discord server. Little known fact, I was given permission by the United States government to do it. Not only did I have the codes, but the launch keys were in and the missiles were seconds away from being launched. All of a sudden, though, I received a flood of Twitter mentions telling me that the actions I described were morally wrong, a fact which I was completely oblivious to. oblivious to. In their sage wisdom, they proved irrefutably that my hatred was unjustified, assuring me that there is no meaningful correlation between Islam and the proliferation of rape gangs in Europe. Long story short, peer pressure succeeded in completely changing my mind, and the peacemaking spirit of John McCain inspired me to stop the nukes just in time. Since then, I've become a devout follower of the Prophet Muhammad. Suffice to say, I've been having a ton of fun. Of course, I get raped by my 40-year-old husband every so often, and I have to worship a black cube to indirectly please an ancient Canaanite god. But at least I get to go to San Fran and stone the out of some gays, and the cops can't do anything about it because California's a crypto caliphate. The only part of Islam I absolutely cannot get into is the anti-Jew stuff. Personally, I just can't support any sort of animosity towards Jews. I wouldn't want to be a Nazi now, would I? I assume most of you have noticed the policy surrounding hateful conduct on social media platforms, virtually tightening a muzzle on the head of anyone whose speech eludes the narrative. They're purging their user base, using pseudo-offenses as an excuse to squeeze out ideological dissent, and enforcing conformity into every internet community they can get their hands on. While the deplatforming can be partially chalked up to out-of-touch big tech CEOs who are just taking the path of least resistance, there certainly seems to be a coordinated effort coming from strident professional complainers who share an objective of removing reactionaries from all means of communication. Their job entails closely monitoring the posts of whatever online personalities they come across until one of them says something that's deemed unacceptable. When this happens, these Reddit homos speed to the scene, fueled by their lust for character assassination. If you pay attention to the identity these people put on when they do this, you'll notice it's not their conscious selves, it's a sub-personality. And since they're essentially possessed, they tend to expose things about themselves without even noticing. Because of that, it's very obvious that their behavior has been shaped by years of being humiliated and socially rejected by women. I know that reading will elicit people to accuse me of armchair psychology, but ask yourself this, why do they always speak like insufferable women? You see, I've had enough run-ins with these amoebas that I understand how they operate, and they never confront you directly. Instead, they default to saying things like, "This is not a good look." I know that sort of language immediately gets the blood boiling, but think about it. They're saying you look bad rather than saying you're wrong. The reason for that is that their objective is not to challenge your ideas, but to give you the feeling that a Stacy stare does, because in their little pea brains, being a social outcast is the worst thing you can be. To put it bluntly, their whole MO is a post-hoc projection. They imagine themselves to be the Stacy that rejected them years ago, and their intention is to make you feel how they felt, inadequate. For example, when they say something is not a good look, ask yourself, who does it look bad to? The purpose of that little phrase is to make you imagine that there's a group whose opinions you should care about, but don't fall for it. They're powerless little prions who spend all day on the computer scouring the internet for people to harass. And there's a reason why they always defer to groups, which fits neatly into my theory. Men, in general, tend more towards antisocial behaviors than women, which is why they're not afraid of confrontation or expressing themselves in an unpopular fashion. These spiritual manlets, however, are feminine, so they defer to groupthink for everything, and their method of attacking you is saying, "You're not popular in our group, therefore you should feel bad." However, this too folds, since, unlike the Stacys, they don't actually have a group they belong to. And on top of that, it'd still be meaningless, since the truth is anti-democratic. Popularity is utterly irrelevant to what's true and what isn't. So no matter how much cool guy web slang they conjure up and lob at you, they're still evolutionary dead ends who can't think their way out of a paper bag. The worst thing you can do when met with these miserable creatures is compromise. These people are vampires of fear and hysteria. So if you maintain your position and refuse to comply with their demands, they'll become increasingly upset as time goes on. Don't ever allow yourself to be silenced. These nobodies will never amount to anything more than sock accounts on Twitter with numbers in their handle, whose most powerful weapon is canceling you.
Millennials kind of buy into the system. Half of them say they're communists. I think they're going to wake up and figure out they've been conned. But Generation Z is very libertarian. And the fact that they're like really watching sophisticated stuff, I think that's part of genetics, is that each generation rebels against the last generation. And the older generation always thinks it's bad. Sometimes you're a good generation, they shouldn't be rebelling, but they genetically do it in case you're bad. And I think that the rebellion of young people against the thought police is a very, very healthy thing. And I mean, I'm just telling you, like, I literally go to, like, school sporting events and other things. And I go to public schools with my kids and their friends, and it's like, they don't know what CNN is. They know what Logan Paul is. They know what Alex Jones is. And they know who Sophie is. And they don't know why a guy that looks like Humpty Dumpty named Brian Stelter says that they shouldn't be on air. And so you call him out in this video, and you also put out that clip of me on Logan Paul, calling out the censors, calling out how pathetic they are, and they want you off air. Even if they disagree with you, they shouldn't do that. They have no honor. They have nothing. And you see the Antifa videos where they're particularly single women out to attack them, and then the left defends that. Who do you think these people are, Sophie?
It's something that I pointed out in my video. It's usually these people are not very masculine people who are doing this. Maybe sometimes they're just women, but it's a lot of guys out there that are very, like, feminine and low testosterone, and the way they make up for that is competing in a sort of female social hierarchy, and they try to, you know, manipulate you and use these dynamics of, oh, well, you're not popular, people don't like you, you know, you're too disagreeable, you're too brash, and that's how they try to manipulate you into thinking that it's not worth expressing your true opinion.
And by the way, I've seen that myself when I'll be at a restaurant and like 10 leftists come over and go, we're going to get you, we're going to kill you, you're pathetic, they'll boo and go, you're a loser, everyone hates you. And then they'll wait till I'm leaving to say they ran me out and have like a simulated war victory and then lie and say I attacked them and that I was thrown out, even though they were thrown out. So they also lie a lot.
Yeah. I think that's a really good example because that's to your face, they're just playing a popularity contest and then they pretend like they were fought like men or something when they didn't do that at all because they can't.
Why do you think they're so particularly scared of you? I mean, they are just all over hundreds of publications saying you must be taken off the air. You're an extremist. You're dangerous. You're recruiting young people. Do they know how ridiculous they sound?
I know, right? I've said it many times. I'm a pretty libertarian person. I don't like a lot of the political denomination, you know, games that go on here, and they're putting me in this box. And I think it's because it just demonstrates that Generation Z doesn't like their narrative and doesn't agree with what they've been saying as of late, and they don't like to see that. They'd like, you know, it's upsetting to them, and that Generation Z won't be like that, won't be ultra-liberal.
Because they're in their bubble chambers. You're going to have the floor, because you said you can do more time with us. I want to come back and get into, as Gen Z, what you're really seeing on the ground, where you think this is all going. So, ladies and gentlemen, almost 1 million subscribers exploding on the Internet. They're trying to ban her, saying take her off the air, mainstream news articles all over the country. We're going to go to break and come back with her in the third hour. If you're listening on AM and FM, tell people about the show. If you're watching on the Internet at Infowars.com/show, get it out there. If you're re-uploading stuff, free to air. If you're watching on TV, just this is verboten info. A smart young lady who's a libertarian who the left wants to silence because she uses some cuss words. Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't violate the FCC because the FCC doesn't run the Internet. But again, the left wants to sexualize kids and have, you know, 6-year-olds at gay bars dancing half naked. But a little girl says F liberals, well, then she's a potty mouth. She's got to be taken off air. That's all coming up. Briefly. Listener supported T-shirts, books, films, that's how you fund us. We've got the new Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12. Highest quality methylcobalamin. Not just highest quality methylcobalamin. Methylcobalamin is the best you can get. It's the highest quality of that. Double strong for 50% off. Introductory. I want you to experience it. But it's been wildly successful. We've never, I mean, even Secret 12, this is double the sales we ever had of Secret 12. People get how good a deal this is. And so I thought we'd have a 3-4 month supply. We're going to have to pull this sale in about a week or so because it'll still be months till we get more in. And it is just selling so fast at 50% off because it's such a good deal. So get in there. Get your Ultra 12. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off on your next order. Cancel for free anytime. Whatever you do, take action. Get in the arena. Get in the game. Fund us. And we won't back down. Stay with us. Hour number 3. Only 2 minutes away.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.